the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Indeed. Thank you, Craig Good. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. We are now into hour two of our national broadcast today. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, August 24th, 2024, with the Labor Day holiday weekend ahead a week from today. That means a lot of travel will be happening out there. Well, we've decided to kick off this hour discussing fun U.S. states.
That's right. And I think everyone defines fun a little differently, depending on how you define fun. Some U.S. states have more going for them than others. Our friends at Wallet Hub recently did an in-depth study on this, comparing our 50 states across some 26 fun metrics. Here to share some details is Chip Lupo.
All right. I want to get into something in a minute with Chip. Chip, welcome. Appreciate you joining us on this Saturday morning.
Morning, folks. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you joining us and giving us a little bit of your time today. So, listen, can you explain this idea of fun states? And really where I'm going with this, give everyone tuned in an idea of some of the fun categories you looked into that determined the state's positions in these rankings. You know, so what are the things that you and the Wallet Hub team measured?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, as Mary said at the top of the segment, you know, people, you know, fun is a relevant term. If you're you might be a outdoor skiing enthusiast who wouldn't be caught dead in a nightclub and vice versa. So we try to apply as a broad range of metrics as we can to get sort of a comprehensive overview. And that includes things such as number of restaurants, movie theaters, amusement parks per capita, availability of national parks, marinas, skiing facilities, and nightlife options such as number of bars, music festivals, okay, casinos, and even mm-hmm. the average price of beer and wine. That's a factor.
So pricing was in there too. Okay, so it's no surprise, so I'll let everyone know that Florida and California took the one and two spot respectively. And I think between great weather, coastal attractions, theme parks, food, that didn't surprise me. I'm sure it doesn't surprise a lot of our listeners. Nevada came in third. And I would think that that's influenced somewhat by Las Vegas, but Chip, it's not just the nightlife of Vegas that Nevada has going for it, right?
No, and that's the first thing I thought of when I saw that Nevada ranked so high, and count Reno in there too with the casinos. And it's the third most fun state in the U.S., but there's more to it than the bars and the casinos. There's, first of all, Nevada ranks very high in spending on parks and recreation. It has the second best weather. And it does offer a wide range of arts and entertainment options. So if you're going to Vegas, it's not all about the gambling. There's a lot more to do, a lot more fun things to do in Nevada.
Well, Rudy, you know that for sure, because I mean that's your second home practically, right?
Excuse me, I wouldn't call it that exactly.
But well, I mean, enjoy it.
I do enjoy it, yes. Chip, leaving aside California and Florida, which Robert has noted at number one and two, did you notice any patterns overall when you looked at the map with all the results? Are we becoming a more fun country?
Well, I think, and again, we talked about Florida and California, but states with large population centers seem to rank higher. California does have Los Angeles and the San Francisco area. New York ranked fairly well with New York City, obviously. Florida has Miami and Orlando. And they're tourism hubs, too. Florida, Nevada, and New York, they draw millions of tourists annually. The warm climate, as was mentioned earlier, states with warm climate, California, yeah. Florida, Nevada, cultural opportunities, and the state investment in recreation. We talked about how much money Nevada uses to fund its state recreation for the top fund. They tend to invest heavily in parks, rec facilities, and public spaces.
All right, so Chip, let me ask. So, we're not all pom-poms and gumdrops on the show, so I have to ask you something because I saw this, and, you know, golf can certainly be fun. It can also drive you nuts as if you're a golfer.
Yes, it can.
Okay, right, sorry. But, you know, I'm surprised North and South Carolina didn't make the top list, Chip. I see Michigan number one. That is not a state I think of when I think of golf, okay? Iowa number two, again, not a state I think of for golf. Maybe baseball and Field of Dreams I'll throw out there. You know, you say Wisconsin ranks third. I think of Wisconsin for a lot of other things, not that. So I say, is the Wallet Hub team trying to have fun with us as golfers? Because now I get, by the way, I get New York and Florida ranked fourth and fifth. And I also, to be fair, this is on per capita. But, you know, I think they'd be reversed personally. You know, so do explain golf to me, Chip, because I need some help here.
Yeah, that surprises me because I'm in South Carolina. I'm in Columbia, South Carolina, and we have a place in North Myrtle Beach. And on a good day, there are more golf carts than cars on the road. So, and I grew up in North Carolina. Lots of great golf courses there. Pinehurst, I've been there before. Michigan being number one was surprised. They do have Oakland Hills, which is a world-class facility where they've hosted U.S. Opens, and New York has Wingfoot and a number of other world-class. Iowa and Wisconsin right there in upper Midwest, as you said, I would think of other things, but golf wouldn't be one of them.
Yeah, but because they're three cold weather states. I mean,
so
Arizona.
One thing I think of Iowa is state fairs, and that's what I wanted to ask you about. We have a number of state fairs still going on around the country. There's going to be quite a few coming up this fall. You're in South Carolina. There's a South Carolina state fair coming up in October. Any data on top states for state fairs? Iowa has to be in there.
Yes, and again, I have friends in Iowa and Minnesota, and there's this year-long debate over who has the best or the biggest state fair. Iowa ranked number one, so that's a feather in the cap for Iowa. Minnesota was third, Kansas and Montana. Now, when it comes to these state fairs,
Who was second?
Iowa and Nebraska. They tied for first, actually,
Nebraska.
So they would be second.
And
it makes sense on the surface because these state fairs are usually agriculturally based events, and these are largely agricultural states. I was surprised that my home state of South Carolina didn't rank higher. And agricultural.
Well, Chip, let me say, by the way, and Rudy always jokes about he always gets dragged to the Minnesota State Fair. That's where he is based up in St. Paul. Mary and I are in the New York City area. But I want to go here because here's a fun fact. And Rudy, you may appreciate this because we didn't get a chance to share this with you. So, you know, speaking of state fairs, I want to come from that. You know, frankly, Chip, we've heard that, you know, you've got this side gig, baking and winning awards, I believe, at the South Carolina State Fair. So I want to know, what's your specialty? And since the fair is coming in October, are you entering again this year?
Wow, you guys have really done your homework. Yes, since 2012, I have entered baked goods in the South Carolina State Fair. Let me just preface one thing I said. I have been to the Minnesota State Fair once. I was surprised that it's in this time frame that it is. But again, if you were going to have it in mid-October, it would probably be in like a foot of snow, which is why ours is much later because it would probably be more a better climate. But yeah, since 2012, I've entered a number of baked goods. I've won at least one ribbon every year since. The specialty, the one that won the sweepstakes, was the key lime pie.
Let's head to South Carolina for the fair.
We're going to have to end on that note. We will look forward
Thank
to future
you.
Conversations with you. We hope if you enter again that you win. And
good luck.
Good information. I'm still scratching my head on golf, though. So thank you very much, all right? Have a great weekend.
We sure appreciate it. And I'll keep you posted on the fair results, for sure.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, folks, by the way, wallethub.com, the website to visit for if you want more information. And all of that. So we'll talk state fairs during the break right now, but want to let you know, personal connection is next. iFly is going to get some attention from us. We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need SimpliSafe Home Security at simplisafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplisafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplisafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You know, we are such big
believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors. You know, folks, with a single suite key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. We can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere while being pampered with intuitive, personalized service, savoring gourmet dining, and enjoying complimentary wines, beers, and spirits. Visit Seabourn.com for more information or show specials that include up to $2,200 off per suite for 2025 and 2026 cruises, or an air credit of up to $2,000 off select 2024 and 25 cruises and expeditions. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
With summer travel coming to an end and fall almost here, it's time to get back into a routine with things you use every day. And a must-have this fall? Raycon's best-selling everyday earbuds, especially since they now feature active ergonomic design, multi-point connectivity, and active noise cancellation. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors, and the quality on them rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. Right now, you get 20 to 40% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry or at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we are on a roll with this personal connection segment of the show, folks, and back-to-back-to-back weeks, they couldn't be more different, which is how we like it on the program. And today, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And as you're considering your fall or even your winter travel plans, here's another way to enjoy locations that are as unique as you are, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences. They have over 200 resorts in places like New York City, Mexico, Las Vegas, Italy, the UK, Japan, and more, including popular destinations like Florida, Colorado, Hawaii, Virginia, South Carolina, and elsewhere. And they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resorts style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you next, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations, as they have so many perks waiting for you. Go to HiltonGrandVacations.com today to find out all the information, or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, whether you fly frequently like we do, or even once or twice a year, I think we can all appreciate what our next guest has built. Anthony Bruno had a long career as a C-suite executive for several companies, but he pivoted to create iFly.com in 2004. iFly.com is your one-stop source for booking flights, monitoring flights, even monitoring wait times at security before you get to your airport, and more. He joins us now for today's personal connection segment of the show.
Yes, he does. Nice to have you aboard with us today, Anthony. Welcome.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, you are very welcome. You know, as someone who has personally enjoyed a successful entrepreneurial career, we love stories like yours. And I think most people can appreciate a good entrepreneurial story, as success is something as Americans we all strive for in our lives. I want you to share how and why you started iFly. I'm told you made a life-changing decision back in 1998, which may have, you know, been the beginning for you of entering the travel space. So let's start there.
Yeah, so I'm really an East Coaster born, but I ended up in California, said I'd be there for 5 years, ended up being 15 or more, I think, and was working in Silicon Valley tech for various startups and everything that goes along with it. And I met my wife there in California, and we met some Kiwis, some folks from New Zealand that we became great friends with, and learned about, you know, their world travels, and it inspired us to essentially quit, leave of absence, quit, kind of the same thing. And we decided to have a go at traveling around the world for, you know, as backpackers, we've seen the world more from a business perspective, but we're always jealous of people that had no agenda for the day and had a backpack on their back. So we wanted to try that. And so we gave it a go.
So, Anthony, and from what I understand, this was a year-long trip around the world, all kinds of destinations in there. You return home. You could have gone in any direction as an entrepreneur. You chose the airport and aviation airline space in travel. I'm curious what it was about airports and airlines that grabbed your attention, and what did you think at the time was missing that you felt iFly would just take off, pun intended, the way it did?
Yeah, so the business actually was started by a product manager over at MapQuest at the time, and he tried to sell it internally as a guide for, you know, that accompany the maps, and that didn't work out So my business partner at the time really recognized the opportunity and said, hey, let's buy this domain and see if we can turn it into something that would be useful, you know, based on our experience. And from there, we turned it, you know, from a kind of small site with a great domain name to a destination site that has, you know, a million plus visitors every month going to get information about airports and travel.
Yeah, your numbers are impressive. And I'm pretty familiar with other competitors who offer flight tracking technology, Flight Radar being one of the big ones out there, if not the biggest. But you guys, and so MapQuest, that's interesting because one of the things I like on your site a lot are the interactive airport maps, but you also offer real-time airport security, wait times. You have a lot of content on iFly that competitors don't. Talk a little bit about more what you offer for travelers.
Yeah, if you think about it, whenever you go on an air travel trip, a plane trip, you're always visiting at least two airports, right? You're leaving somewhere and you're going somewhere else, and possibly three, hopefully not four. But the issue that we encountered was every airport has its own website and is pretty difficult to navigate if you're trying to go from one to the other. So the opportunity that we saw was how can we aggregate the information and format it so when you're going from airport one to your layover airport, to your next airport, that it was structured in a way that you would know how to access it and not have to learn three different websites. So that's really why we built iFly the way we did. And the data is just easier to consume. It's the same for each airport generally. Mm-hmm. And it just provides, you know, the same type of information so that you can have a really comfortable trip from an information perspective.
You know, as I'm listening to you, I mean, you know, we do an airport check-in segment on the show, and you are right. They all operate differently. Some are connected to their community governments, whether it's a city government. Others are independent. I mean, it's just a whole mishmash
out there. And some of their sites are really
so,
cumbersome. Yeah.
You know, since you are...
Yeah, I mean, if you're going between LaGuardia and JFK, you might be okay, but not many people do that because it's all owned by the Port Authority. So
right.
Those sites all look and work the same, but right. Generally, that is just not the case, especially if you start traveling to other countries and you have translation issues and so on.
I would agree with that. You know, so this is our personal connection segment of the show that we call it, and it's really the impact, the where travel has a transformational aspect, just how travel you connect with and so forth. And you've personally traveled to more than 50 countries, I see, plus every state. I see you've passed through at least 200 airports or so. I'd enjoy hearing your thoughts on what you most appreciate in travel. What it's done for you and maybe your family? Clearly, I'm guessing you like airports.
Well, I like efficient airports, that's for sure.
Well, amen to that, right.
Definitely have learned to appreciate, you know, the different systems and technologies. I'm a technology guy, so love to see the types of technology that is being employed in each airport, especially around security and that type of thing. Nobody likes to stand in the security queues. So I pay a lot of attention to that, and you definitely get a sense going from one airport to another. Which one is efficient, which one isn't, which one's really investing in the passenger experience and makes you feel kind of good about going through that airport. And, you know, some have made amazing transformations. Take LaGuardia, which I previously mentioned. That used to probably be at the bottom of the list of airports to visit, but the investment put into that airport, like many other airports, has really paid off, and the experience is much different than it ever was before. And it's, I don't want to say enjoyable, but
No, you are. Listen, we fly in and out of LaGuardia. Actually, Mary and I are headed to LaGuardia after the show. And I would agree with you that...
Definitely more efficient.
But still, the one aspect that I have with LaGuardia, and nothing's going to change this, is, you know, you can't fly to San Francisco because there's a limit on where you can go.
Yeah.
And, you know, that runway is still short.
Right. Yeah, and they have noise abatement procedures and a bunch of other things that that restrict it. But yeah, there's a lot of examples, and really I've never seen. This is probably just because of infrastructure dollars. There's so much activity going on in airports now, reconfiguring them, modernizing them. You don't have to walk around to find, you know, plugs and outlets. They figured all that out for the most part. So there's a lot of good transformation. I guess the downside to it all, and I was thinking about this on my last flight, is that flying used to be a sanctuary without electronics.
And no more.
Without any, you know, you could read a book and just get through it. Now, you know, free Wi-Fi, and it's, you know, really fast, good Wi-Fi. So you really can't escape everything now. There's no transition.
No, you have to go to to go to that remote island somewhere and be untethered. I would agree.
I don't even think the remote island is free of Starlink.
Well, you know, that's true.
No,
and
listen,
we saw that in the British Isles on some very remote islands.
I always go back to the fact Mary and I were in Iceland. We were out on this
glacier,
very far out. And all of a sudden, my cell phone goes off. And I have to tell you,
we were in the middle of nowhere, Anthony.
Where we live in the New York area, truthfully, people sometimes joke if I'm coming through Westchester County in New York and my cell phone doesn't work. You're like, what? But it's always interesting. So, you know, I just want to, one other thing I'll just throw out to you really quick with you. You know, you spend a lot of time at airports. What are one or two things that you really recommend? Yeah, I mean, whether it's the restaurants, what is it that you love most about airports?
Airport restaurants,
Airport restaurants. I think they've put a lot of the, at least in the new designs, a lot of the activity, which used to kind of be over in a corner near gate, you know, A27, and, you know, there may be a good restaurant. They've seemed to kind of migrate them out into where everything is happening, kind of the flow of traffic. I think a lot of the nicer establishments where you can get something to drink and a, you know, decent food. Of course, you know, it'll be expensive because you're in an airport. It's always like more expensive, but it's kind of in the flow of traffic and movement. So, you know, the people watching and that type of thing is kind of like being out on a street in Europe.
Well, Anthony,
so I kind of like that evolution.
I can appreciate that. Well, I'm going to leave it today. We wanted to get into also these gate passes with you for folks, non-travelers. We'll have to do that at another time. Very nice connecting with you. Certainly think about next weekend being Labor Day. A lot of people flying and experience airports, and iFly.com is ready to help them. So appreciate it and enjoy the weekend, okay?
We're ready. Appreciate it. Great talking with you.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you.
Cheers.
All the best. Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right, well, there we are. The gate pass we will get to at some point, Mary, because there's a lot of that going on out there regarding
More and more airports are allowing non-passengers being
able to get to gates, so we'll get into that. But right now, we are about to hit the bottom of the hour break, so we are going to step aside right now. Up next, Rudy tells us he's going to be discussing travel credit cards. Three more segments are still ahead today. Thanks for being part of our national broadcast on this August 24th, everyone. The show returns in mere moments.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplysafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Good day and welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by amac.us/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. In just a few short weeks, Americans will head to the polls with critical issues at stake for our country. The economy, global conflicts, border security, parental rights, national debt, and more. And there's a simple way for you to unite with others and fight against the policies that may be harming our nation. It's called amac.us/carry. The Association of Mature American Citizens is an organization of over 2.1 million patriots who are committed to saving the country we love. And it costs just $1. Think about it. In today's inflationary times, just $1 makes you part of this powerful movement. AMAC stands for the values of its members and fights every day to protect the individual liberties outlined in the Constitution. As a member, you'll also enjoy over 100 discounts with companies that share your values, including an array that will save you big-time money. When you travel, for hotels, car rentals, and theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more. Plus, you'll receive a subscription to the bi-monthly AMAC magazine.
If you're wondering why Amex is offering all this for just a buck, it's because this is a call to action. Now is the time to stand up, protect our values, and secure the future for our nation. Your voice matters, and as a member, you'll have a real impact. So get your one-year membership for just $1 at AMAC, that's A-M-A-C, amac.us/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. Or, as always, you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, as you know, if you listen to the show and if you travel a lot, the search for frequent flyer miles and hotel points never ends for some people. And one of those people, besides me, is my next guest, Sally French. She's an author and contributor to the website NerdWallet. There's also that search for the lowest airfare. It can be exhausting. Hey, Sally, welcome back to the show. I've been reading stories suggesting airlines may have expanded too rapidly post-COVID, with some pilots being laid off or demoted. And I've also noticed airfares have dropped a bit in the last couple of years. Do you subscribe to those two trends as well?
Yes, that is exactly right. During the pandemic, of course, we had very few people traveling, and then we swung in the complete opposite direction. So many people were traveling as people took those revenge vacations. But right now, we're starting to see those trends come back and normalize. And with that, the good news for travelers is we're seeing airfares are dropping.
All right, that's good news. Now let's turn to the bugaboo, well, that always perplexing question of which credit card is more helpful to me. And I always divide credit cards, and I think you do too, into at least two categories. One being cards that give you a penny or two back on every dollar you spend. In other words, cash back cards. And cards affiliated with an airline or hotel company or any other companies, or generic cards that allow you to apply your points or miles to a variety of airlines and hotels. What do we do? I notice huge 60, 70,000, sometimes 100, 120,000 point giveaways trying to get people to sign up particular cards these days.
Yes. So that brings up a really interesting question, is it can be tough to understand what points and miles are actually worth. You'll see one credit card offers a $60,000 mile bonus and another offers a 100,000 mile bonus. And it can be tough to tell because the reality is 60,000 miles in one program is maybe more than 100,000 miles mm-hmm. in another program. Mm-hmm. NerdWallet makes this easy by having points calculators on its website. So if you go to NerdWallet's website, you can enter in how many points you have in a specific program, and it'll tell you what those points are worth. Makes it so much easier.
That is so much easier. There's also on YouTube, you all have posted, I'm looking for the exact URL for it. If you go to YouTube and type in Nerd Wallet and cashback credit cards versus points cards, you'll see a video that explains the difference and what might be worth it for you. But NerdWallet is free to type in your frequent flyer miles to see what they might be good for. Am I right?
Yes. And I'll give you the quick answer of which card is best for you. And the answer is it's different for everyone. So we tend to bucket travel cards into three categories. So there's cashback cards. These just give you a flat cashback rate on your spending. This right. can be great for people who want to keep it simple, who want to be flexible. You can just take that cash back and book not only travel, but you might use it to pay your rent one month if you're not traveling.
Yeah, you can buy a pair of shoes. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Then we use travel credit cards that earn specific points or miles. This is miles in a specific airline program. And this can be useful for people who really know I fly this airline all the time because maybe I live near their hub or I always fly a particular route on this airline. These can earn a lot of rewards, other benefits like elite status in those programs. But the problem is they're limiting if you don't want to be limited to that specific
right.
airline. And that takes me to that third bucket is general travel credit cards that earn points, but they're points that can then be redeemed at a variety of different airlines and hotels, or they can be used to book travel directly through that portal. Often this tends to sort of be this happy medium for travelers who want the mix of flexibility, but also want to get a great rewards rate.
And that lasts the third category. Most of those cards are issued by banks like Chase or Capital One. And again, as Sally says, you earn points or miles that you can apply to different several hotel companies and usually six or seven, sometimes airlines. My advice is get one if you fly one airline all the time, then you get free luggage and so on. But get the third category, which is generic points and miles that you can apply to others. Sally, I really appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks always for reaching out.
Now, do you agree with my analysis? I'm in a Delta hub in Minneapolis, so you know I got a Delta card, but I use a Capital One card or a Chase card for other parts.
Yes, and as you mentioned, Things like, you know, free checked bags, many airline branded credit cards offer that. And
right.
even we'll see credit cards with an annual fee of $100 or $200. But you look at those checked bag fees and sometimes that can pay for itself right there.
Right. Sally French is an author. Go to nerdwallet.com and learn how to use your credit cards and your points and miles more effectively. Thanks for joining us today, Sally. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Can't pay the IRS? Receiving threatening letters? Well, it's about to get worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. They've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation and call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating river or ocean cruise, our friends at Scenic are offering two-for-one fares plus free air on select cruises to deliver a trip of a lifetime. Scenic's hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences are all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Discover the world like never before on board with Scenic and receive up to $2,000 in savings per suite and secure those two-for-one fares at scenicusa.com or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back again. This segment of the show is sponsored by TaxNetworkUSA.com/carry. While paying for groceries is getting harder and harder, certainly paying the IRS with the economy we're in is harder than ever. If you haven't filed your taxes in a while and are receiving threatening letters, it's only going to get worse unless you stop the madness now. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you and me. They need warriors on your side, and you need TaxNetworkUSA.com/carry. This team has strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. For example, they've discovered a limited-time special offer that the IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties. So join us and find out if you qualify for that program before it's too late. Never call the IRS alone. Let attorneys at TaxNetworkUSA.com/carry handle it. They're the pros. They've got preferred direct lines to the IRS, and more importantly, they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid. They've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation today at taxnetworkusa.com/carry, or you'll find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, from the 7th to the 14th century AD, salt, as in salt and pepper, was used as currency and even traded weight for gold in Western Africa. In a more modern English, well, let me tell you a little history of the word phrase. Roman soldiers were paid a salarium, or salary, meaning money to buy salt. A more modern English phrase is worth their salt, which means competent soldiers or workers. My next guest is Rachel Evans. She's a travel writer who loves France and writes about it as often as possible for publications like Rough Guides and National Geographic. And a recent piece she did for BBC reveals an interesting hiking route that is based on the salt trade in the 16th and 17th centuries. Rachel, it's great to have you on the show today. Tell us a bit more about this salt route that's been mapped out for hikers. Where does it begin? Where does it end?
So the New Salt Route, which is one of three in the area, and it's recently opened last year, and it starts in Nice and goes 159 kilometers up and over the hills into Italy to a market town called Cuneo.
In case some listeners didn't catch the town, it starts on the French Riviera in the town of Nice, the huge city of Nice, right next to Monte Carlo, and goes all the way into the Piedmont region of Italy, the city of Cuneo. Now, is this an easy walk? Is this a difficult walk? Are we talking hills and mountains?
Yes, very much so. So it starts in the center of Nice on the beach, because that's where all the salt used to be unloaded onto the beach and then taxed in a nearby market square. And then it sort of winds its way out of the town up into the hills. And it's a 10-stage route that they've devised, about 15 to 20 kilometers a day, I'd say, but very hilly.
I think it's okay to moderate.
So I've done the first stage only, I'm afraid, but I'm going back to do the rest of it. The first stage is pretty hilly, and it took us most of the day to get out of Nice through the old town, winding through the suburbs that go up to the hill and then out into the countryside, and we ended at a hilltop village for the night, but I haven't done the rest of it yet.
So you don't go along the coastline necessarily?
No, you don't. You don't go like it. It starts on the Plage de Planchette, which is a beach in the center of Nice, but it immediately cuts through Via Nice, which is the old town, through the tiny sort of medieval alleyways and roads, and then takes a path north out of the city. So, no, you're not on the beach for very long.
Okay. Is this something you need to make accommodations for beforehand? Is it marked as a path, a walking path?
It is very much so. So they've sent a couple of organizations that are all about slow travel and sustainable tourism have worked together with some budget from the EU to clear all the paths. So it's all off-road. And it's all cleared and very easily navigable with signs along the way. There's also an app called Outdoor Active, which the whole route is on there. So that's what I would advise. That's what I use for the first day. And it advises you on where accommodations you can stay at in the villages that are marked for overnight stops, and also advises on restaurants. So they've made it pretty easy.
Do you think you need advanced reservations for accommodations?
I would say in the south of France, then it would be advisable in high season.
Okay.
But I think if you're going in autumn or spring, I wouldn't particularly advise the route in the winter, just because there's a really high mountain pass that you do one day, and I think that would be unpassable due to snow in the winter. So I think it's a spring or autumn or summer.
And I don't know if I'd advise it in the summer, but because it's hot. But if some spring or fall, it sounds like a lovely walk. And if you'd like to know more about it, go to Rachel's piece at bbc.com/travel. And on the homepage at bbc.com/travel, there's a magnifying glass in the upper left corner of the page. Just type in salt path and you'll find your piece. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us.
Wonderful. Thanks.
And we'll be right back.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, from hiking the ancient salt route in Europe to now touring art exhibits around the world, here comes the Museum Gallery, folks, that's sponsored by Scenic Cruises.
And traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, and they're all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, our friends at Scenic are going to deliver a trip of a lifetime for you.
Now, just as we said with Kelly Craighead in Hour 1 today, river cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's in a class of its own. How about booking to go experience the Christmas markets over there? They are great. That's something to do for the holidays coming up. Folks, from personalized butlers, 5 unique dining venues with regionally inspired dishes, what we like about the ships, they are small ships with big spaces. So right now, as a show fan, you'll receive 2-for-1 fares plus free air. That's like Christmas right there by itself. So go check out sceniciusa.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Today's Museum Gallery is going to take a little different direction because it has the potential to take you wherever you may be going on your travels. Dr. Anke van Wagenberg is the Senior Curator for the American Federation of the Arts. They are the leader in traveling exhibits for museums around the globe. Off to the show hotline we go for the last time today.
Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time today, Anke.
You're very welcome. This is exciting. It's fun.
Well, thank you. We were looking forward to this. All right, listen, I'm going to get into this because I'm confident many museum goers listening right now, they don't realize all that goes on behind the scenes in organizing these travel exhibits, or that there is an organization like the American Federation of Arts leading the way. So logistics, 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 Anke. Give us an idea of the organization and what you offer your many museum partners.
Oh, it is wonderful. Thank you so much for this opportunity. The American Federation of Arts has been in existence for 114 years. We were actually founded by an act of Congress in 1909. So we have a lot of experience of organizing touring exhibitions that go to many, many different locations all over the United States. And we organize exhibitions for about 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 or 6 years out. And we find the venues, the different partners of museums where we can hold these exhibitions.
Anke, let's talk a little bit about an example exhibit opening in October. It's beginning at the Chrysler Museum of Art in Norfolk, Virginia. It's then going to move on to the First in Nashville, the Cincinnati Art Museum, and the Seattle Art Museum. We have listeners in those cities. Farm to Table, Art, Food, and Identity in the Age of Impressionism. What's the theme?
Oh, yes. I'm so thrilled about this project. Farm to Table is a show, as exactly what it says, farm to table. There's Impressionist paintings from people working in the fields, and there are French markets where the vegetables and fruits are sold, and then we see people sitting eating at the table, from very wealthy restaurants to very poor people in the streets. And it is an absolutely eye-opening exhibition that will, as you mentioned, will travel to the Chrysler Museum in Virginia and Norfolk, to the Frist in Nashville, Cincinnati, and then to Seattle. It's a 4-venue tour from late 2025. October 25 into 2026. So it's really a wonderful show with great, a wonderful catalog that just came out also that will accompany the tour.
And then a favorite of mine, Alex Katz, kicks off at the Baker Museum in Naples, Florida. He was a printmaker. He had a long career in the art world. What are you doing with Alex Katz?
Well, Alex Katz, this is a show that focuses on theater and dance. And it is very much a focus of his playful and very inventive collaborations with dancers and choreographers and avant-garde theater that he had great affinity about. And the Baker Museum is where that will be hosted. It goes to the Fry Art Museum in Seattle. And we're looking also to promote this show internationally.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about two things. I want to hear anything you're working on internationally, but also, how long can it take to pull one of these traveling exhibits together?
Oh, from beginning to end, we have a group of curators that connect with curators, and we get proposals all the time, and we also connect ourselves with exciting projects. It can take from 1 to 6 years. These works don't appear magically on the walls in museums, especially if there's a catalog involved and guest curators. It takes a while to organize the shows as we propose them to these different venues.
Well, I mean, you're thinking about right now, here we are in 2024, so that means you're working on things for 2028, 2029, or 2030. Anything really important you want to bring up for international, though? You got about 30 seconds.
Yes, one of the shows I'm working on is a very large, literally very large works from Civic Virtue in Rembrandt's Amsterdam. That's a show where we have a painting that's 17 feet long, so that's really a very big show. And another one that we're bringing from the Amsterdam Rembrandt House is etchings by Rembrandt that we're also sending around the country.
So let me give the website, folks. If you want to follow all the things that are going on, the website, you know, exhibits, the events, coming to a museum near you, I'm going to give it to you both in words, and then I'll spell it. It's amfedarts.org, so amfedarts.org. Anca, thank you very much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much, Robert and Mary. It's been fun.
Thank you, Anca. Take care.
All right, there goes Anca. 1 to 6 years, Mary, to put these events on.
Who knew? So interesting, yeah.
All right, well, now Mary and I, we are headed down to Nashville and then to Huntsville and Birmingham this week. Next week's show will be an encore presentation for the Labor Day holiday weekend. We hope all of you find a way to enjoy it. Until we're back with you again live on Saturday, September 7th in 2 weeks. September 7th, well, special thanks to all our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.